Hello everybody, my name is Ala Moller, and you're listening to the Serial Killers of the Soviet Union podcast. Today we're going to talk about Anatoly Birukov, and this episode is not going to be suitable for everybody. I'll put a viewer discretion on this one, because we're going to talk about a person who killed a lot of children, babies. So if you feel like this information is just too disturbing for you, then I would highly recommend not to listen to this episode. Okay, so let's just go ahead and start and get a little bit of a background on Anatoly Birukov. He was born on February 18, 1939 in Chekhov, near Moscow. The boy's father, Lieutenant General Nikolai Birukov, was a prominent military participant in the World War II and a hero of the Soviet Union. He raised his son in severity and dreamt of making him a real man. Since childhood, the boy himself was interested in weapons, and at the age of 8, he managed to get his father's box with cartridges. He knew that inside the cartridges there was gunpowder, with the help of which it was possible to make bombs, in quotes, so beloved by children of the military generation. To get it, the boy began to saw the cartridge with a hacksaw. But at some point, gunpowder exploded, injuring the child. After this incident, ugly and deep scars remained on the face of Anatoly Birukov until the end of his life. He explained their origin to others by the fact that as a child he allegedly overturned a pot of boiling water on himself. Scars greatly changed the life of Birukov. The neighboring guys began to bully him. As a result, the boy became isolated in himself, stopped playing in the yard, and tried not to go out once again. Nevertheless, he studied well at school, was loved by teachers, and among the few acquaintances of his peers, he was known as a man of his word. After school, Birukov decided not to follow in his father's footsteps. Instead, he learned to be a locksmith and began working at one of the capital's construction enterprises. Anatoly's father was not enthusiastic about his choice, but was proud that his son at work was valued for responsibility and professionalism. First suspicions. Despite his complexes because of his appearances, Birukov Jr. successfully married. They had two daughters, one after another, with his beloved. True, there were problems in the intimate life of the spouses. In any case, it was with this that Anatoly would later explain his perverted passion for babies, which suddenly woke up in him. Even one of his little daughters could become a victim of a maniac, but Birukov was afraid of publicity and did not harm her. Instead, he began abducting and raping other people's babies. The maniac tried to commit his first crime in 1971. Returning from work, Birukov walked past the children's clinic and noticed his stroller with a groaning baby inside. His mother went away for a minute. When the woman left the clinic, she was horrified to see how the stranger, pushing the stroller with her baby forward, was going further and further. Mother immediately made a fuss. Eyewitnesses came running who detained Birukov and called the police. The detainee himself, once in the department, began to convince the police. He simply joked unsuccessfully. They say, having stolen a stroller, he decided to teach a negligent mother who left the baby on the street. At that time, the son of a hero of the Soviet Union was believed and fined for immature performances, was released home. But in 1972, Birukov again tried to kidnap the baby. Fortunately, the maniac was unable to bring to the end his plan again. He was detained before he managed to hide with the child. The investigation began. True, then no one thought that the purpose of Birukov was just a baby. The defendant was able to convince investigators that he decided to steal and sell the stroller, but simply did not notice the baby in it. According to some reports, Birukov received 3 years of imprisonment for theft. According to others, he somehow managed to avoid the zone. Be that as it may, after the incident, the Anatoly's family fell apart. His wife decided not to connect her life with the criminal and filed for divorce. Blood in the porch. These events influenced Birukov. For several years, he pacified his sick fantasies, worked, and led an ordinary life. But in the fall of 1977, his inner demon took his toll. Walking around Moscow, Birukov found himself next to a children's kitchen on Marshal Biruzov Street. There, the maniac noticed a stroller with 3-month-old girl. Her mother was not nearby. Either she went into the building where there was a children's kitchen, or she met her friends and stopped aside, recklessly leaving the child unattended. Birukov took advantage of this. He grabbed a stroller, brought it to the nearest yard, took out a baby, and went into the staircase. Climbing the flight of stairs between the third and fourth floors, the maniac put the girl in a windowsill and swaddled. She began to scream, but then a door slammed on one of the floors. Birukov got scared, grabbed the knife with which his shepherd pencils at work, and thrust him into the baby. The girl fell silent, and the maniac rushed around. The body of a child who died from blood loss was accidentally found. According to some reports, the house manager saw him during a planned round of entrances. According to the others, a woman who lived in the house and went out for a walk with her children, the investigation immediately began. Initially, the detectives suggested that the deceased girl was from a family of marginals and her own parents dealt with her. But several facts spoke against the version. The killed baby was not exhausted. He was well looked after during his life, and his diapers and clothes were new and of a good quality. When the investigators found the mother of the deceased girl distraught with a grief, she was not immediately excluded from the list of suspects. The murder of a baby in Moscow was reported to the head of the USSR Ministry of Internal Affairs, Nikolai Shilakov, who immediately ordered to keep the case secret and prevent the leak of information to the press. However, as the time has shown, this step was wrong. People from Moscow continued to leave strollers with their children unattended, which was used by the maniac Birukov. Faceless killer. Just 3 days after the first murder, on September 19, 1977, Birukov again abducted a three-month-old girl. The mother of the baby went shopping at Detsky Mir, which is kind of a shop or a store where you can buy all of those, all of the toys for babies and some baby clothes. On Prospekt Mira, leaving a stroller with a sleeping child at the door of the store, the maniac pulled the baby out of the stroller and fled. The girl was searched all over Moscow. They examined the construction sites, wells, and abandoned buildings. Her parents hoped to the end that the baby was kidnapped and taken to another city. But a month later, the body of a child with the traces of rape was found in one of the city dumps. The fact that the two murders of infants in Moscow is the work of one maniac, investigators realized pretty quick. They suggested that the killer was most likely previously convicted of crimes against minors or suffering from a mental illness. The detectives raised their archives and questioned many suspects who met this criteria, but they could not find the killer of the children among them. Meanwhile, while the investigation was on the wrong track, Birukov, in October 1977, abducted a six-month-old boy. His mother left her son near the entrance to the porch, in the hands of an elderly neighbor, and she decided to quickly go home. The maniac suddenly attacked a pensioner, or just an old man, pulled out a baby from his hands and fled. The woman began to call for help. The woman began to help for help, but when passers-by ran to her, the pedophile was already far away. The body of a boy with signs of rape was found a few days later. By the time, investigators had already compiled a list of signs of the baby hunter. That is how Birukov was dubbed by people of Moscow. When abducting children, the maniac always pulled a cap over his eyes, so that eyewitnesses did not really see his face. But all of them noted that Birukov was attacking in the same clothes, gray trousers, and checkered shirt. But these signs were very scarce, so the police and combatants began to check all the men in Moscow who walked with a stroller or carried a child in their arms. Once, law enforcement officers decided to check on a young father who was holding a baby in his arms and was waiting for a bus at a bus stop. He was not involved in the crimes, but Birukov, who accidentally turned up nearby, became a witness to the check. Confusing footprints. The maniac realized that the hunt had begun, and therefore decided to commit his new crimes not in Moscow, but in his native Chekhov. Soon, residents of a city near Moscow learned terrible news. Someone abducted two girls who were not even a year old. One, after a while, both babies were found dead and with signs of rape. Then the headquarters of the investigation of the baby hunter case moved to Chekhov, but at first the search of the maniac was inconclusive. And on October 21st, Birkov again went hunting and went to the outskirts of Chekhov. Near the grocery store, the maniac noticed a lonely stroller. Looking around and making sure that there were no adults, Birkov pulled out a sleeping 4-month-old girl and tried to hide. He didn't take into account one thing. Through the shop window, the baby's mother watched the stroller out of the corner of her eye. Noticing that Birkov grabbed the girl, the woman threw groceries, ran out into the streets and began to call for help. A few passers-by heard her screams and rushed after the maniac. He realized that with a baby in his arms, he could not get far. He threw him on the asphalt. Fortunately, the child was not injured, and the pursuit of Birkov continued. Headlong, he fled and wound around the yards until finally he reached the forest, where he managed to hide. But during the flight, the maniac lost his cap. So the pursuers saw and remembered his features on his face. The man, deep-set eyes, scars, and dark brown hair around the bald patches. A detailed photograph of the criminal was drawn up on the same day. They began to search for him throughout the metropolitan region. At some point, detectives came with a check to the very Moscow construction company where Anatoly Birkov worked. Employees of the enterprise with horrors identified the colleague in the photobot of the pedophile, a modus and diligent, end quote, production leader. The baby hunter was detained the same day at his house. The maniac did not deny his guilt and with sadistic pleasure told the investigators how he tortured young children. Birkov committed all his 5 murders in just a month. He stated that he allegedly killed the first baby at the entrance because of fear. He was afraid that he would be recognized. And only when Birkov was on the street, it dawned him that a baby could not be a valuable witness for the investigation. Meanwhile, the maniac's frankness was explained simply. He was sure that his father, the hero of the Soviet Union, would help him out and there would be no severe punishment. Nikolai Birkov at first refused to believe that his only son had become a monster and hired Anatoly, one of the best and most experienced lawyers. But after several court hearings at which the prosecution provided their arguments, Nikolai Birkov could not stand it and publicly renounced his son. The maniac's father could not recover from the blow. He survived Anatoly only 2 years, meaning that he didn't live much longer after that. The lawyer also did not help the baby hunter. The verdict of the court, the death penalty, was quite expected. By that time, experts from the Sirsky Institute recognized Anatoly Birkov sane, although they found him non-paraphilia. This mental deviation is expressed in sexual attraction to infants. After the verdict, the maniac unsuccessfully tried to commit suicide several times, and then began to write petitions for clemency to various authorities up to Supreme Court of Soviet Union. They were all rejected. The last day of Anatoly Birkov's life was February 24, 1979. Having barely celebrated the 40th anniversary, in the isolation ward, the maniac received a bullet from the executioner. So I just want to say that it was hard for me. It was personally really hard for me to read this story and talk about it. I've never heard about it before. And I feel like it's just such a bad story. And it's so awful that people like this do exist. So please, never leave your baby alone. People like this do exist, unfortunately. So always be on guard, please. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you so much. We actually started our own Instagram page these days, and you can find it just by trying to find it in Instagram, serial killers. You can just write serial killers in there and you'll probably find us. Please subscribe. Please keep on listening to this podcast. I'm really glad that you are here. And please be nice people. Don't commit any crimes. Bye.